Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Due to end with us at the West Wichita Basement Studio. We're all together once again. We've even got the dog Misty down with us. So feels like old home week. How are we doing, guys?
I'm tired. Like, I just want to go to sleep.
Well, that's not adding any energy at all to the show.
I figured I should. I was just going to call and say there's no point in me coming in, but I'm...
Really?
Well, I was thinking of doing that also.
I knew I had the big chair, so if I fell asleep, no big deal.
You want to switch?
Nope, not today.
Oh, next time. I'm sitting in that chair.
You're that tired, huh?
Sorry.
Long week. Well, listen.
No sleep. Long week.
I'm also very tired, so
why
good
no
luck.
Sleep? What happened? Are we allowed to ask? I never know what we're allowed to ask anymore.
Long day Tuesday.
Long day Tuesday.
And
but
Avery,
we're not allowed to ask.
Avery had a tennis tournament, so that didn't even get finished till 9:30.
Oh my goodness.
Out in Valley Center. Then we came back, so by the time I got to bed,
well, you got two active kids. And
last night I went to the ball game.
Which ball game did you go to?
The Wind Surge.
Really? That was last night?
That's what. Well, I'm pretty.
That's what he just said. Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what.
Why'd you go to that?
Oh, a couple guys from work decided we were going to go to a ball game, so we picked this date and we went to the game.
He texted me, so hoping I was out there too. Yeah, we could hang out.
Yeah, I was going to see if could hang out with Jeff, and he's like, no. I knew you were coming tonight, so it's the one night I'm not going to be there. It's like,
well, that's too
right.
bad.
I appreciate the honesty.
That's too bad. But anyway, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the show today. We got picks coming up in hour number two. For the first time in the history of picks, Jason Duda finished with a negative number last week.
Yeah.
It's not even close to Thanksgiving. He's just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I had like 6 weeks to warm up.
Holy cow.
Good player.
You were the only one to pick Michigan in our bonus game for 1-10 points.
What were you
points.
Thinking there? Can I, you take us through that thought process?
He was texting me, and I was can't remember what I was doing, and I just picked a 5 and threw Michigan there. I honestly was – it was just –
But surely you could have thought for 5 seconds, Texas is good, Michigan is not. I'll pick Texas.
No.
You just had no thought.
Zero thought process.
Just you saw Michigan, said they won it.
Michigan, Texas, at home.
Going to go with them.
I'll just go with them.
Well, it cost you dearly.
Well, no big deal.
For the first time ever, I won a week going 2-6. So
you guys did really good as well.
Well, I technically went 3-6, but 2-6 in our main picks. And I got the bonus game right, as did everyone else, except for you.
Oh, well.
Bizarre.
Well, if you're not in this to compete.
That usually doesn't happen.
If you're not in this to compete, then why are you in it?
You went 2-6.
Yeah, but I'm trying to compete.
You went 2-6.
Everybody went 2-6.
Everybody went 2-6.
Except Big Fella, who went 3-5. It wasn't a great week.
I thought I went 3-5.
You didn't.
You went 1-7.
You went 2-6. You got Dallas and Detroit. And, of course, you got the bonus game with Texas. But we'll be making our latest picks coming up at 3:25 today. I'm excited about our guest at 2:25. Walker Jenkins from the Wichita Wind Surge will join us. He's the number one prospect in the Minnesota Twins farm system. One of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball, and he's here in Wichita playing for the Wind Surge. Did you know that when he approached the plate last night?
I did not.
Did he do anything that you remember?
I'd be lying to you if I said I watched the whole game.
Well, we know what you were watching.
We had a good chat, and we're having some beverages.
Don't you talk to these people enough at work? What do you chat about with people you work with? Lifting heavy boxes.
But you can't really chat at work. There's no time. So, yeah, we sat upstairs.
You can't chat while you're lifting boxes and say, hey, how's your family? What do you think
about? I'd love for you to come for a day and just show me exactly how we should do things. That would be awesome.
All he did was ask.
Yeah, just ask.
And I told him, I said, nah, there's no time.
So it's just wall to wall.
Wall to wall.
Lift, lift, lift.
Go, go, go.
Well, how much longer can you do this?
Not long.
You're a frail individual.
It's breaking down.
We'll see. I mean, that can't be helping your already difficult circumstances.
No.
Years of hockey and now this. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, my body's got more issues than a newsstand, Bob.
I don't know.
No, I know. It does.
I wish you the best. Well,
thanks, man. I really do. Thank you. That's kind.
So tonight we've got a very interesting NFL game that we'll be picking, Buffalo and Miami. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to get the Cardinals out of the way this afternoon, so that won't interfere with my evening viewing.
That's fantastic. That's good for you. I'm happy.
I'm looking forward to it.
You got baseball this afternoon. You got a soccer game at 4:45, and you should be able to get home right before the start of the football game.
That's the plan, right?
You know, that soccer game has probably fallen into the abyss to some degree.
Wow.
Isn't that surprising to you, Jeff?
No, that's the first time that's ever happened,
yeah,
right?
Usually, in like 7 years.
He usually follows through on things.
We are getting ready to renovate our kitchen on Monday.
He didn't know this when he said it last week that he would
come. I didn't know it was going to be this Monday. I didn't know that. But I do know it now. And we got a ton of things to get done, and we're going to need a little help. And I'm not asking you, but I am asking my son.
Will you help
him? At some point to help us get that stuff out of our kitchen and down here for temporarily while we spend our entire life savings on our kitchen.
It's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Man, don't you want to go somewhere, do something?
See, this is what bothers
me. It just doesn't make sense.
This is what bothers Jeff.
What?
Oh, well, you're speaking. Why don't you go somewhere?
Well, seriously.
Why don't you do something?
Do you know how many places I've been and how many things I've done?
Go away. Get away.
Have I not ever been away?
No, you have not.
I have not.
I don't think you've ever took a vacation. No.
Well, are you out of your mind?
You go to places to work. Where do you go?
My wife and I went to Pittsburgh and Gettysburg. We went to Louisville.
Like 5 years
ago. We went to that other place that time. I don't know why.
Stop it.
What am I supposed to stop?
I mean, you got 5-10 years left in this house, probably. And instead of living out, I'm not saying you'll die then. I'm just saying you'll probably.
Listen to this guy.
And you're living out, we got to remodel that kitchen.
We do.
For what?
Because it needs it. It's antiquated. It's out of step.
Let the next person deal with that.
But then we're not going to be able to sell the houses easily. Do you understand
Again,
it, Duda?
Who cares?
Well, you should because they'll get more money out of the house
Again,
than what
who
they're
cares?
Paying for. The kitchen. So I think it's a good idea. And
you do not.
I do.
Of course he does.
Is it a good idea at 70?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
It's probably a better idea at 70.
Yeah.
If I'm doing stuff like that
it'll
at 70.
It'll be more accessible. Is it going to be open up there now?
Yes. We're taking the wall out.
100% then. I'm on board with this 100%.
You are.
It's going to look modern. It's going to look sleek.
What if
you know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
What if you had a chance at a new kitchen, or you could go anywhere you want on vacation for 3 weeks?
I'd take the new kitchen because
no,
I'm
you would not.
Why'd you ask him?
Because he's lying. I didn't know he was going to lie.
In a heartbeat, I'd take the new kitchen.
Why?
Well, one, personally, I cook, so I would love to have a new kitchen, the way I kind of want it. And two, I'm going to use it every day for the rest of my life, not 3 weeks.
We need cabinetry.
3 weeks.
We need to expand the cabinets. It's been here since, I think that kitchen has, nothing's been done to it outside of, we did do a new floor and we put in some lights. But I don't think anything's been done to the kitchen since this house was built in the 70s.
All right.
Man, you got to update things, whether you want to or not. I don't understand why you don't understand.
I don't know. We just have different views on life, I guess, and that's all good. That's all fine. It's all wonderful.
Our home gives us really great joy and satisfaction.
Okay, but you don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
Well, we spend some.
You don't cook.
I cooked some. Not a lot, but some. And, you know, we need a new kitchen. I don't know why this upsets you.
Again, I'm not upset.
And I may get another TV or two while I'm at it.
Get all the TVs.
I may just go hog wild.
Do it.
I like it. You're like,
I don't get it.
You're really on the other side of this, aren't you?
I just don't get it.
I don't understand.
It's not for me to get. It's all good.
I don't understand why you don't get it. I mean,
if they don't use the kitchen.
Perfect sense to me to redo the upstairs.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now I could see it if we cook a lot. We have people over for dinner. We do.
We have people over.
But that's not a.
And it's a part of improving your home. I don't understand this. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Why'd you go get a new sectional?
For comfort.
Right.
Because we use that.
Did you hear him?
I did.
To be more comfortable in my house.
Well, don't you think it'd be easier on them with an open floor plan up there?
No, I don't.
Oh, my.
I think it would be much more difficult, in fact.
You just said you're probably not going to use it in 5 to 10 years. Well, they got to go around corners. It's a tight little area. Now it's going to be wide open. Be easier. I know where you were going with the 5 to 10 years thing.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, why were you going there?
You were planning on being in this house when you're 80?
I don't know. I can't predict the future. With stairs and...
All right.
Why are you getting upset about this?
I'm not upset. I don't get it.
Listen to that, dude.
Yeah, I don't understand this one. I mean, if you can, I'd redo it.
Live and let live would be the...
Live, then. I'm going to get my kitchen.
Yeah, did you
That's
guys...
That's not living.
Why'd you guys build a new home when you had a perfectly good home?
That's a good question.
My wife wanted to live out on our family's property.
Repeat those first three words.
My wife wanted to live out on our family's property.
I said just the first three words.
I don't know what they were, but I'll say.
My wife wanted.
Yeah.
Your house was fine.
I loved my house. I wouldn't have chosen to move.
So why'd you do it?
That's completely different.
Is it?
Well, to Jeff's point a little bit, yes. But still the kitchen thing. I agree with Bob.
All right.
Redo it. Put it open.
Hey, we thought about it.
It'll put equity in your house. You'll get more out of it by doing the kitchen.
We thought about this long and hard. Trust me.
As long as I'm the one selling it, you do whatever you want with it.
And we ultimately made a tough decision. We're going to do this. It's time to happen. We're not doing it for status or anything like that. We're doing it because this house needs it.
All right.
Where we spend the bulk of our time.
In the kitchen.
Dude, take him out. Do you have some of those friends you work with?
They would. Oh, yeah.
Do you even have to pay them?
And I wouldn't even have to.
You wouldn't even know.
Wow, that.
You wouldn't even know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Is that a go-ahead?
I would not know. I'd be injured.
About. You just give me the go-ahead?
Let me think about it, but I won't take as long as I did with the new kitchen. Okay. I'll guarantee you that.
Good.
Then you have a guy in mind?
Oh, yeah. Speed dial 7.
That should just strike fear through Jeff.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
He's got a guy on speed dial 7.
How do you have 7 guys on speed dial?
You got a lot of
9 numbers.
Am I on one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Do you use?
Really?
No.
Do you use speed dial?
Well, that hurts.
Well, you asked. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is Jeff?
Jeff's on it.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Speed dial 0.
Well, no, don't try to get it by good graces.
I never use that. Never use it, so.
But at least I'm on there.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy, but it's true.
We're not going to get to Walker Jenkins till about 2:30. They got something to do with batting practice or... team things. You'd think that by now they would understand that this has to come first.
You would think.
And that's the guy you agree with over there.
Huh?
Nothing.
Do you not know I'm kidding?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you sure are.
Why? This happens almost every time dude is here.
What?
You get weird.
How am I being weird?
You get weird. You want to attack me, and you really hope Jason will join in.
No, I attack you every day. It's all good.
But you really hope he'll join in.
If he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
And then when he does,
I won't lose a wink of sleep over.
And then when he doesn't, when he takes my side, you sulk.
I didn't sulk. I said, hey, that's wonderful. That's fine. Duda is his own man with his own
thoughts. And by the way, League 42 office today, I've had a TV up there for a year, and I finally hooked it into YouTube TV, and the world is the world is my oyster.
I'm glad
I can just
it.
Do anything I want.
Now. That's just fantastic news.
Now I got to figure out how to get this TV on YouTube TV. And the one in the family room.
You'll figure it out.
All I have for this TV is a DirecTV remote control. I don't think I have another remote control.
Well, that could be a problem.
That will be a
problem. Can I go to Best Buy and get one?
I don't know. They got to have a universal one somehow, but you're asking the wrong guy.
Somebody will answer me. I get so much help from people. And somebody will take care of it for me.
I'm sure they will.
Although I got on YouTube pretty much, I had a little assistance, but I figured it out on my TV at the office pretty much on my own.
Well, there you go. Then you should be able to figure it out.
Jacqueline had some pretty good input.
There we go. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Truth always comes out.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling the truth.
Absolutely.
I'm giving credit where credit's due.
Jacqueline's very helpful.
She is very helpful. So anyway, we made that work.
Happy to hear it.
You got anything on your mind?
No.
You haven't been on the show in a while? Anything?
It's empty. Upstairs is empty.
Jackson's JV team at Mays is 2-0. Haven't allowed a goal yet. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
They won 1-0 and 4-0 is what you told me.
I believe that's correct.
So
you're not missing any, are you?
Well, we missed the game on Tuesday because Avery was playing.
But they won 4-0.
4-0.
Okay. And then Avery's tennis team, how are they doing?
It was a bit of a struggle in Valley Center.
Tournament or? Tournament.
Yeah, there were 8 teams there. Garden City. Oh, I don't remember. Eisenhower. I don't know. There's a few other ones.
Is your wife, has she ever indicated that maybe you should do a brain... Skin.
Yes. I thought about that today. It's funny you said that.
Well,
I'm forgetting a lot of things. Like the last month, I don't know how many times I've turned around when I've left the house to make sure I put the garage door down. This morning,
I hate that feeling.
Isn't it awful?
That is a terrible.
Like 10 seconds after you've left, it's like, did I do that?
Yeah, and it's like,
well, you just drive. If it's 10 seconds,
but it's still like you can't remember something you did 10 seconds ago.
Exactly.
No, because it's almost a reflex. Behavior.
I get it.
It doesn't even register that I did that. I have gotten into the habit of watching the garage door go down before I pull out of the driveway. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Now, I didn't used to do that, and I had the same thing you guys are going through. But now I just hold on a minute. Takes a second or two. When the garage door is all the way down, and I take off.
Well, sometimes at 3:30 in the morning, I'm not thinking that.
Have you ever left work to go back and check it?
I've got a couple miles away and been like, I'm going back.
Yeah, I think I left work one time.
And I don't think
a long time ago.
I don't think I've ever went back and it's been up.
I know, right?
Ever?
No, me neither.
It drives me nuts. But today I'm having a shower and I'm like, did I already wash my hair? Like, that's how bad things are getting. And I think I did, but I wasn't sure. So I just did it again.
Wow.
Is that bad?
Well, I don't have words.
You get a double wash.
I don't have words. And I needed 3 items, and I could only remember 1.
Oof. I'm forgetting a lot of stuff, too, but my forgetting is what I want to do next. Like, I'll think of something while I'm doing something else that I want to do, and then I start to do that thing 5 seconds later, and I've completely forgotten what it was.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Are all these things what we have to look forward to, Bob?
You know, I'm trying to think if I sure
you can't
I
can't even remember
you,
if
you
he does.
Can't even remember
I
if he's tried
things, but it does. I don't think it's chronic or I don't feel like I'm worried about it.
I don't know.
I
think I'm worried about it. I don't like drive the wrong places. I have missed an exit or two in my day, you know.
Well, you get distracted. That's not a...
Been off in my own head. The other day, I stopped at a four-way stop, thinking it was a red light, and people were going around. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to go.
Oh, that shouldn't be happening at your age.
You got to deal with that.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, you don't want to be a hindrance.
No, you absolutely don't.
On the road, there's enough of those.
Well, it wasn't really a hindrance.
Let me tell you, I wasn't putting anybody
in danger.
If I'm parked behind some clown who's not aware that it's a four-way stop, to me, that's not only not
aware that it was a four-way stop, that it was a stop at all. I thought it was a red light. There were no lights. What was I waiting for to turn then, I wonder?
I don't know. I can't explain it for you.
Mine's not that bad.
Can't explain it for
you. Lucky you.
What are you so busy with?
Someone texted me
back on
a
the
question.
Show. Here's what
Dude
you
is
say.
Not even here.
Here's
I didn't know you, we were on the show.
Here's what you do when people text you during the show. You ignore them.
I answer them immediately because they're my friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Even during the show?
Oh, especially during the show.
Why?
Because then they know that I care that much about them that I'll
if you're a friend of Jeff, those three or four of you.
Text me.
And if you text him during the show, cut it out.
No, keep doing it. It's one of my favorite things.
Interesting. I'm keeping an eye on baseball more closely here in the final couple of weeks of the regular season, a little more than 2 weeks. Detroit, which is breathing down the neck in the American League wildcard race, down in the top of the ninth to the Colorado Rockies.
Not a Derek game you want to lose.
Started that game. It's 3-2. At home in Detroit, so that's interesting. They're only three games out, and they are hard charging.
Well, not if you lose to Colorado at home with Tarek Skubal pitching, although I do believe they have Detroit coming up, if not next, then very, very soon.
Detroit has Detroit
coming
up?
Sorry, the White Sox.
Well, I'll tell you, it can be hard to decipher some of this stuff.
Hey, we just talked about us having some issues.
What'd you say?
Pardon me?
I mean, if I can't communicate with my fellow co-hosts on the show...
So anyway, Detroit
plays... What are we going to do?
The White Sox. I don't know if I mentioned that. And that's...
Play Detroit.
That's another chance for them to get some wins.
Yeah.
Guardians got some wins at a much-needed time.
Yeah, good for them. Who do you have now?
Tampa.
That'll be a difficult series.
At home.
Only because Tampa's just difficult. Even though they're having a so-so season, they're just one of those teams that's it's uncomfortable to play them because they usually have pretty good pitching. And a team like Cleveland that struggles offensively could have some difficulty in that series.
It could happen. Your boy Lane Thomas has been better as of late.
Well, he couldn't have been worse.
He was so bad, I dropped him.
And now he's been good. Yeah. Don't pick him back up. You got any other guards?
No.
Good. Drop them all. We need some success.
I did pick up Jimenez because Altuve got hurt.
I'd drop him.
And I just said that your friends shouldn't text you during the show. How do I be polite about this? My lovely wife. Boy, it's going to be hard to say this. Debbie, don't text me during the show, please.
Wow.
Wow. I can't believe I just said that.
Wow.
Jim Rome reads his wife's text on the air.
I can't believe I just said that.
Wow.
Read it.
Wow.
When is Jeff helping move stuff out of the kitchen is her text.
That's a good question.
And it won't take long at all. There's not that much to move.
I'll come after the game on Sunday.
After the game on Sunday,
yeah.
Or
after the
before
final,
before the game on Saturday.
No, that's not even a realistic possibility.
Why?
Because that's my catch up on rest day. Now, Sunday after the game, I'll come over and do the stuff, and then I'll go home.
Well, I hope she heard that.
I hope she did, too. Alex Cobb was placed on the disabled list.
No one cares.
Well, I just want everybody to know, because I don't have...
Alex Cobb is injury prone. It was a...
It's a blister.
You know what I used to do back in the day when I pitched?
This should be great.
And I had a
throw
blister.
70 and not have blisters?
Hey, coach, I got a blister. Could you sit me out for a while? I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, because you gripped the ball to throw a just so stupid.
I mean, you see what I'm saying.
You have to have some force to get a blister. So that eliminated you immediately from blisters.
I threw balls with force.
No, you just threw it. You didn't, no.
I threw a hell of a curveball. And I had to, I had to spin that thing.
Yeah, well, they don't
just
spin it.
And I had a blister. And one thing I didn't do in the heat.
You didn't have a blister.
In the heat of the race for the Arc Valley League Championship.
Whew.
Is go to the coach and say, Coach Blackwell. I don't think I'm going to be able to go today.
Hey, little Bob, you're pitching terribly. Can we just pretend you're hurt and take you out?
Why would he say that? He gets personal with me. I'm not personal with him.
Yeah, that's personal.
I'm talking about Alex Cobb.
Yeah, that's personal to me.
Alex Cobb is someone you want to stand up for.
Absolutely.
Aren't you disappointed that he's going to miss time with a blister?
I'm disappointed, but I'm not disappointed in him. Stuff happens. He's a big league pitcher. It's hard. He's 35 years old. He's done a lot. He's pitched a lot of innings. He's got a lot of miles on that arm and on those hands.
So then why would you even pick him up?
Because he's had a track record of success. And he was...
He's had a track record.
A guy you could
I got a blister.
Take a chance
That's
on.
His track record. He's 35. How many innings has he pitched in the big league?
Oh, 22,000?
I bet he's not at 200.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, how many innings has Alex Cobb pitched in the big leagues, and how many times has he gone on the disabled list?
He hasn't been on the disabled list that many times.
I'm just waiting for it.
You don't want to know how many innings he's pitched?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. In his career, in his big league career, he's pitched 1,300 innings. 1,327.
And he's 35.
And two-thirds.
And that's about 100 innings a year.
And he's pitched 13 seasons.
That's... Back in the day, a guy that pitched 100 innings a year was called a long reliever.
True.
Okay.
I mean, and those guys didn't develop blisters. And they pitched about every day.
Right, because they threw 73.
What's Alex Cobb throw?
95?
I don't know, maybe. I can't check that.
It looks like you could fall asleep over there.
Very well could. I absolutely at any time.
Are we not keeping you awake?
You guys are the only thing keeping me awake.
We're trying.
You're doing good.
Are we getting walk?
Yeah, we'll get him at 2:45. Here's what I do.
I thought we had another guest at 2:45.
We don't. We have picks at 3:25.
That's it?
We're waiting on Walker Jenkins from the Wichita Wind Surge, who is... involved in preparing for a game today.
Come on, Walker.
They play Tulsa tonight at Riverfront Stadium. 7:05 first pitch. This is after tonight, only 3 Wind Surge games remain.
Yeah, that's
right. Believe it or not.
I'm going to say something to Jason that's going to interest him. Tonight is Texas Roadhouse night in the press box.
Really?
Ooh. Yes.
That's a pretty good... I may have to go up for that, and I don't have a credential.
You can't get up there. That'd be funny as soon as you get there.
I wonder Grubbsy, Tim Grubbs, would give me one for tonight only.
You're going to go by yourself and leave your wife hanging here by yourself?
Yeah, she'll figure it out.
All right.
We got a new kitchen coming.
That's true.
Sometimes they bring mashed potatoes, which are unbelievable. Sometimes they bring the baked potatoes. Sometimes they bring green beans. Sometimes they don't. But it's usually rolls. We always get the rolls, and we always get, like, barbecue chicken or something. That's pretty good.
Yeah, good for you. It's a good life you lead. No
sure
question
is.
About it. We order Texas Roadhouse, but we always go pick it up. And they package it very well, so it's very easy to get home and have dinner. It's better than going in. For me, I don't like all the hoopla.
Right. You don't want everyone coming
I don't like
over
the hoopla.
Here, coming
like
over to your table dinner. And bothering you.
Well, that's not exactly what I meant.
It kind of sounded like it. Pretty much
I meant
all the way.
The dancing and the, you know, all the people and the peanut shells. And I prefer picking up the meal and bringing it home.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like eating out. I'm an eat out guy for sure.
Well, I like eating out too. I just don't like a lot of noise.
Fine.
And nothing, I mean, I'm not against Texas Roadhouse. By any stretch.
And there's usually a pretty decent wait to get into Texas Roadhouse.
And it's not like you go to eat out there a lot. I've never heard of you going
no,
there to eat
No, because
out.
It's we really can't because of the allergy situation, which I don't know after 9 years. Do you know my wife has a weed allergy?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, that's a little bit like Alex Cobb having a blister.
Exactly.
Back in the day, we didn't, you know.
I knew that. I knew she had the allergy.
Well, good. I mean, that's great that you knew it, but, you know, I'd continue to eat what I wanted.
Bob's like, let's go to Wheat Incorporated for lunch tomorrow. And then, hey, I got to remind him. Can't.
What about Wheat Street Pizza? Would she go there with us?
I don't know. Maybe.
They probably got a gluten-free.
Probably. There are a lot of places that have gluten-free stuff now.
Ziggy's does.
Yeah. I don't really understand places who struggle to... See, now I'm struggling with words. Cater to people with food allergies. That doesn't make sense.
Well, they're still adapting, still trying to figure it all out.
All right, but we've been doing this for a while, folks.
There's a bottom line, though, too. They got to look at that, you know. So sometimes you just can't do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't accommodate everyone.
No, it's impossible to make everyone happy. It's impossible.
That's a very good way to put it.
Accommodate, that's the word I was looking for, not cater to. Good job.
Accommodate. I think I have certainly a wider active vocabulary than you do.
I don't know about all that.
Your vocabulary has shrunk because you can't think of a word ever.
Well, you make light of this, but I'm pretty concerned.
You'll figure it out. Just keep moving on, and it'll all come together.
Yeah, your brain will work soon enough. Don't worry about it.
Yours too, I'm sure.
And you've got a soccer game to catch at 4:45
today. What are you gonna do? I'm going to go right from here to home to soccer.
To home?
I don't know
for
how you're going to stop at home.
Well, on the way.
Yeah, but what are you going to go in and get a bottle of water? I mean,
he's going to make sure his garage door's up.
Oh yeah.
Why would you not go directly from here to the game?
Too early. Too hot.
Take a little nap in your car.
Why don't I go home and take a little nap on the couch for 10 minutes?
Well, that won't work.
What?
You could take a nap in your car for 30.
I guarantee I could go home and have a nap for 10 minutes and then go to the game.
God, I'd be so upset.
Why?
Because I'd want to sleep longer. I'd be so angry that I had to get up after 10
minutes.
I could not
do. My minimum nap time is 45 minutes.
I don't want anything more than 40 minutes. Then I feel groggy.
I don't, but if I go an hour more, I do. But I could not do.
Well, the 10-minute power nap is the way to go.
No way.
What power do you get from that?
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We are joined on the IHOP hotline by Walker Jenkins, young man who is rated by MLB Pipeline as the number two prospect in Major League Baseball. He is finishing out his first season in the minor league baseball with the Wichita Wind Surge, of course, the AA Farm Club of the Minnesota Twins. Walker, welcome to our show. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you all for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So you've had quite a year. You've been at both stops along the Class A ride with the Twins, and now they're giving you a chance to play for a week in Wichita at the Double A level. How much did that mean to you?
It's awesome. It's just another level that I've gotten to experience this year. Hopefully continue to challenge myself and go out and become a better ball player and go compete with a bunch of guys I really enjoy playing ball with.
So when you go from high school to professional baseball and Class A and then High A, but especially your first taste, do you have to go into that humble, like, I've got a lot to learn here and let's see if I belong? Or do you have to go in knowing kind of that already you do belong and you have to approach it more confidently?
I think it's definitely a healthy mix, sir. You know, I'm not coming into a pro ball straight out of high school being like, you know, I'm the best thing since white bread. You know what I mean? I tried to come in being like, I'm going to learn as much as I can, but also knowing that I can go and compete. So it's definitely been a healthy mix of it. And, you know, you've definitely had your moments where you're playing really well and then the moments where you're not playing so well. So it's humbling and have some confidence boosters in there as well.
Walker, give us a little rundown of growing up. Did you play different sports? Was baseball always your sport in high school? Did you focus on baseball? Did you play anything else? And then give us exactly how you ended up, your journey to finally get here to Wichita.
Baseball was definitely always my sport. Even from a young age, I loved it. I loved it way more than any other sport, but I played a ton of stuff growing up. You know, I played everything that I could, you know, as a younger kid, you know, elementary, and then even just getting into middle school, travel ball wasn't as prominent yet. And I still played some of the local travel ball tournaments and stuff. But, you know, I played soccer, basketball, football. I swam. You know, I was an active kid. I enjoyed just being outside and going and competing no matter what it was. As for my process of just kind of getting to where I'm at now, you know, I got drafted last year, which was just a blessing. Getting to come out and play baseball every day is what I've wanted to do since, you know, as young as I can remember. And, you know, just kind of working through just the system. Coming out last year, you know, you start in rookie ball. You know, you go and compete there, get to meet a lot of the coaching staff with the Twins, a lot of the other players, you know, finish in high or low A last year and had a pretty good start to just my career. You go into your first off season, so I'm off for 4 months after that. Then you come back to spring training, and I got to meet really everybody. That was awesome, whether it was coaches, players, a lot of the people that I haven't been introduced to before. And then, you know, started off with some injury stuff, came back from that. So able to perform and go compete at low A, same thing in high A, and then I was fortunate enough to get sent to Wichita for my last week.
Walker Jenkins is our guest. 19 years old. You don't sound 19, but I don't know. I guess I can't quantify that. Going to be playing for the Wichita Wind Surge the rest of this series against Tulsa before the 2024 campaign wraps up. The Minnesota Twins, number one pick in the 2023 draft, number five overall. I misspoke. You did play a little bit in the minor leagues last year. This is your first full season in the minor leagues. I want to ask you, first of all, your stops at Fort Myers, Cedar Rapids. But when you got here to Wichita and you took your first look at Riverfront Stadium, what did you think?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It is a extremely, extremely nice stadium. You know, and I don't think there's, from what I played in growing up, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play in a lot of nice ballparks, but every stop along the way, just with any Twins affiliate, man, it's just been extremely nice ball clubs.
Yeah, so I do some official scoring, and we were up in the press box on your first night on Tuesday, just talking about how, you know, you carry yourself like a big leaguer. We're talking to you now for the first time. You sound, you know, mature for your age. You played center field. It looked like a big leaguer. You had that walk, which was kind of a big league at bat. So how do you hone those gifts that you're given throughout your childhood and your career now? And when did you kind of notice that you had them?
You know, I think it's just kind of a lot of hard work, a lot of God-given blessings at the same time, and just finding that balance between the two. You know, when it comes to honing stuff, I think working hard, knowing what you're good at, finding what you're good at and continue to work on it, and then develop the things you struggle with a little bit. It's what I try to do. I try to get better at each and every asset of just my game, whether it's hitting, you know, in the outfield, whatever it may be. You know, and that's just what I try to do each and every day when I'm in the cage and I'm in the game. And then, excuse me, what was the other question you asked, sir?
When did you kind of notice that you were that advanced and that maybe your future did include professional baseball?
You know, like I said earlier, from a really, really young age, I would go and I would tell my parents, I would tell my teachers, you know, different classmates, you know, growing up in elementary school, people, you kind of what job you want to have. You know, you do these different things with kind of what you want to do when you grow up. And I'm like, I've always said I wanted to be a professional baseball player. And, you know, from an extremely young age, I competed and was one of the better ball players in the local area. But when I was, I'd say, 13 years old, I really started to kind of play just outside of the state, outside of kind of just the local areas that I've been used to. And I'm like, you know, I can go and compete against anybody. I can go and compete anywhere. I think I have a chance to really live out and kind of fulfill this dream that I've wanted for so long.
Walker, what's the communication like with the Twins? Obviously, you being their top prospect going into this year, was this something where they said, look, we want to keep moving you up throughout the year? Or was it more of just, you know what, you're going to just go and play and we'll see what happens? How does that work out with the communication side from the Twins?
I definitely think it's just more of a go and play, you know, because they don't want to tell me at the beginning of the year, like, you're going to be in Wichita, and then I go and, you know, bat 100 in low A with 100 strikeouts. You know what I mean? That's just, it wouldn't be reasonable to move me up. So I think it's kind of we'll see how he does, and based off performance and how he's handling things mentally and a lot of different things, we'll move him. So that's not something, like, there's not a ton of communication when it comes to moving guys around, and rightfully so. I don't think, you know, they should be telling me in spring training where I'm going to be, whether it limits my expectations or maximizes them. You know, I think they have very good reasons for kind of withholding that until very soon before.
Talking here with Walker Jenkins from the Wichita Wind Surge, the Minnesota Twins' top prospect, number two rated prospect in all of Major League Baseball. So you were part of that 2023 draft. First five were Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz, Max Clark. Wyatt Langford, and then you. I think we already look at that as one of the most amazing drafts ever. But being number five in that group is pretty awesome. Have you ever competed against any of those folks?
Yeah, I mean, me and Max have played against each other numerous times, just here in the minor leagues once, and then in high school several times. The college guys, I haven't played against any yet, but I take that back. I did face Paul Skeens last year. He struck me out, so.
You owe him.
But yep, I do. He's pretty good. I would say as good as advertised. But you know, those guys are all extremely good ball players, and it's humbling to be in that top five and the same kind of draft as they were.
So yeah, you know, you're 19. I have an 18-year-old. Smart, driven, you know, but also does
things.
He's
not trying to, whatever, go ahead.
Does things that kids do and plays video games and stuff like that. So what do you like to do away from the field? What are your, you know, I'm still a 19-year-old kid kind of moments?
Man, I really enjoy to hunt and fish. You know, I actually went fishing with a buddy this morning. Got up, had a little bit of time to kill, and we just found a little spot to go fish for a little while. I enjoyed hunting in the off season. You know, I enjoy just hanging out with my friends, whether it's playing other sports, just kicking it back sometimes at someone's house and watching a movie or just, you know, hanging out. You know, I really enjoy just quality time. And, you know, I've gotten into pickleball recently. Really enjoy pickleball. It's one thing me and my friends have done a decent amount. And a lot of fun.
Well, there you go. Walker, we are so happy that you took some time to join us today. Again, four more games for the Wichita Wind Surge. You can get out and watch this young man play and compete. Who knows where he'll be next year. Heck, the way you're going, you may open the season with the Twins. We'll see. That's down the road. But thank you for your time today.
Anytime. Thank you all.
All right. Walker Jenkins, impressive kid out of Southport, North Carolina.
He can play.
19.
I thought that's Jeff impressive. Was.
What was Jeff like at 19?
Well, he was fun, but I thought he was trying to set his daughter up with Walker there.
No, nope, just providing some context.
Well, I mean, I know how you work. You like money.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you just play along occasionally?
Because that's dumb.
Was it dumb?
I'll go with Jeff on this one.
Okay. I'll take it, but it was a little bit funny.
Oh, for sure. As long as you felt it was funny, that's all that matters.
I felt it was okay.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm happy that you thought it was funny. How about that?
Let me just say, if love struck, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I doubt their paths will ever cross, but you never know.
You never know. Never, you never know.
Never can tell,
he
boys.
He may need a suit for the ESPYs someday. And Aaron may be working for the company that provides those.
You just don't know.
Nobody knows.
Plausible.
Nobody.
We'll take what?
Plausible. That's a big word.
Well, I got them all, Jeff. Jeff used to.
At one point.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Jason Duda mixing it in today as part of the three-man booth. He's had more energy, but he's here.
More than who? And,
well, I mean, there have been days where he's had more energy.
Than today.
But he's here, and he came up with a couple of good questions for Walker Jenkins.
I did.
And, well, I thought the second was better than the first. The first was pretty standard fare for Duda, but he broke the ice a little bit in that second one.
I did good.
Yeah, he did fine. Good. He did fine, and we all conducted ourselves well, followed my lead to some degree, and did.
Oh, jeez.
You asserted yourselves.
Zero is still a degree, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, you guys.
Jeez.
What's wrong with you now?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, what's wrong with me now?
Absolutely nothing wrong with me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Trying to find get updated on our picks because that's really a Thursday highlight.
Oh, it is.
I like the banter.
It
I
is.
Like the confidence points. I like this new wrinkle we've added with
kind of a wild card game.
Kind of, yeah, the wild card.
Do you think we should rotate who gets to pick the wild card game? So Bob doesn't just say, I feel an 8 about that game. I'm going to use that one this week.
No, because he's not right that often, so it's fine.
Yeah, but it's still an unfair advantage, I think, going in there somewhere.
No, I don't think there's an unfair advantage. I'm not a cheater.
I don't think so. I mean, if you want to throw your idea out there for the game, you could send it out to him and say, hey, how about this one? And then I think as the co-host...
Have you met my dad?
I know, I was getting there.
Has he ever taken a suggestion and
been
like,
yeah,
that's
where I was going. But I guess
well,
never mind.
Well, if I'm cheating, I'm not doing great because you lead so far in the picks.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
You've got a total of 42 points through the first 2 weeks. I have 34. Max has 31. Anthony has 31. And Duda has 17.
Right,
so that's where we are through
27
weeks.
Points this past week.
Huh?
You had 27 points this past
week? I had 22. And
did
I
you have
previously
7 the first
had 12.
Week? I don't think so.
Jeff, stop that. I'm serious. I got a very... I'm growing tired of that part.
I don't think you did, but maybe
well, I
you did.
Did. And it's time to stop doing that.
Mm.
It makes you look weak. And it makes you look
You say
whiny.
I win every year doesn't make you look weak?
I don't say I win every year. I won last year.
Yeah. I guess.
I thought
look
I
Look at him. Look at him. What? Look at you.
I thought
he's talking.
I thought I won
I'm
last
looking at
year.
The guy who's
No,
talking.
You looked at him before you even spoke. Like, help me out, Jason.
No.
Help me out. I got a blister. I mean, it was just pathetic. fight your own fights.
I did.
I've never once looked at him going, can you support me here?
Yeah, he
well,
didn't.
It's not going to happen.
It happened 5 minutes ago. What do you think, Jason? And he was on my side, and now you've
well,
turned
on
that's
fine if he's on your side.
I can right. be on anybody's side I want if I think you're correct.
Right. That's why he's asked.
I don't pick a side. I pick the side I think's correct.
He's never been one to just completely go to one side or the other.
I understand that.
That's why he is a arbiter.
That's
here.
Why I looked to him to see what he would come up with there.
And then there you have it.
He says he gets pencil whipped a lot. Do you want to yell at him now?
No.
Why?
Because he knows I get pencil whipped. That's why. Come on.
I don't really know. And then tomorrow night we got a couple of options, both involving our state schools. We can watch UNLV Kansas, which starts at 6, or we can watch Arizona K-State, which you can hear right here on your home of the Wildcats, KFH. That game starts at 7. I'll watch the first hour at KU. Then I'll switch over to K-State because that's a Big 12 game. That's the Big 12 opener. Arizona coming in. That just has such a unique feel.
Just
that I'm drawn
weird.
To that game.
Just doesn't sound right.
It's weird.
It's a fun one.
And now I hear the Mountain West is going to be gone in a couple of years because they're all going
three
to
three of those schools.
What, is it the Pac-10, the Pac-12, or the Pac-6? What are they calling that now?
It's crazy.
It's the Pac-12 still.
Well, they said it was the Pac-10 today.
They did?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
I'm so confused on. What's what anymore?
It says Pac-12, and you've got these schools now heading there for the 2026-27 academic year. Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State. What does the poor Mountain West do?
Well, they're done.
They're done. And by the way, K-State Arizona is not a Big 12 game.
That's right. It's not, but it's two Big 12 teams.
Yes.
I keep forgetting that.
It's
but
tough.
But it's two Big 12 teams.
Right. And it's an interesting game. It'll tell
because
us
that
something.
Game was originally on their non-conference schedule, which is the reason it's not being counted as a conference game this year.
See, just more confusing. This
Everything's confusing.
It all gets confusing at times.
It's ridiculous.
Here's the statement released by Gloria Nevarez, the Mountain West commissioner. The Mountain West Conference is aware of media reports regarding the potential departure of several of our members.
You are.
And we will. Can I finish, please?
I reacted to what you said.
And
is
I'm
that
not
okay?
finished.
You paused.
You react when I'm finished.
No, I'll react when I feel like reacting.
Duda, speed dial 7.
Okay, just a second.
I don't need Duda, though.
I don't need him. I just want him to speed dial 7.
Yeah, that's needing Duda, now needing someone else. Desperate.
And we'll have more to say in the days ahead. All members will be held to the conference bylaws and policies should they elect to depart. The requirements of the scheduling agreement will apply to the Pac-12 should they admit Mountain West members. Our board of directors is meeting to determine our next steps. The Mountain West has a proud 25-year history and will continue to thrive in the years ahead. That's pretty interesting. It doesn't sound like they want to go down without a fight here.
She lost me at we're aware. We're pretty sure you're aware.
So the remaining schools in the Mountain West, if this were to happen, would be San Jose State, UNLV, Hawaii, Utah State, Nevada, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Air Force. What can you
do
with that?
For me.
Doesn't do a lot for probably anybody, does it?
Then again, Washington State, Oregon State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Boise State, and whoever the other one is.
Well, they're not done.
Doesn't do a lot for me either.
They're probably not done.
Where are they going?
I wouldn't be. I don't know. I don't know what any of this is going to end up looking like.
They've talked about Cal Stanford, but they just went to the ACC.
They just left.
But the ACC might be crumbling.
It wouldn't shock me if something like Tulane to this conference happened. It wouldn't shock me if something, even Memphis. Memphis and Tulane are eager to depart from the American Athletic Conference. This would be a step up. A step up.
I'm not sure. Does the Pac-12
program?
Does the Pac-12 want to go to Memphis?
Anybody will go anywhere.
They'll take.
Yeah,
anybody will go anywhere. If you haven't learned that,
well, I don't know that the Pac-12 wants to go to Memphis.
You don't know that they don't.
I don't.
And Memphis would be a very attractive target.
Yeah. Until
I don't have anything to go on here.
Until they're playing Fresno State, and who cares?
Well, who cares about a lot of this stuff?
The people in that region.
Does Memphis playing Texas San Antonio grab their attention?
I'm not, but I'm saying.
I'm asking you.
No, maybe.
No.
Texas
no.
San Antonio
Memphis
was pretty good.
Fresno State would be much better.
The problem is that these, they're going to have to just take teams because everybody's leaving. And they're going to need to start making an agreement where you have to stay for more than 3 years and then you just get to leave
crazy.
Again.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know where anybody is anymore. I'll wait till the games are on and then I'll see what's happening. But it's to the point now where it's just kind of lost me with everything.
I'm pretty surprised Utah State wasn't in this mix to go to the Pac-12. In fact, I'm almost shocked because
what
that
do they
would be,
bring?
They're very good. They got a great program.
They're horrible this year.
Well, they're not very good in football. They've been decimated. But their basketball program's got a good history. So does their football program.
Nothing they're doing has anything to do with basketball.
I understand that. But Utah State's been relevant in football.
I don't think they're looking for relevant. I think they're looking for schools.
Or, you know, having a discussion with this
guy. Well, I don't think that's what they're looking for. Is, hey, they're relevant, so they're good enough for us. That's not what I believe. Boise State played in a – they've contended for national championships.
Well, of course they have. Did I say anything about not – that Boise
San Diego State is a very, very good program. And
they're
has,
okay.
Is Fresno State
– Fresno State usually is pretty good, yes.
They're okay. I mean, I don't know what you're wanting.
I want more than hey, they're sort of relevant sometimes. Like if that's the way you're trying to build your conference, then you're not going to be building much of a conference.
I think they're just trying to keep the conference going.
Since 2012, Utah State's had four double-digit win seasons. Now, they've struggled of late, 6-7 the past couple, past 2 years, 7-6, 11-2. Yeah, they've been down a little bit, but, you know, I'm a little surprised Utah State wasn't mentioned here.
Maybe they got plans to go somewhere else.
Who knows?
Well, that only makes sense, doesn't it?
That I just don't think the American, in its current form, is long for
anything.
Yeah.
And I know Wichita State's in it.
That affects Wichita State because that's where we are.
But you're right, because they're not. Everybody's going to go. Everybody's looking probably to go somewhere else once you've lost a lot of those teams.
That's why I mentioned Memphis and Tulane for this Pac-12. I mean, why not?
Exactly.
They both have pretty good football programs. They're in major metropolitan areas. Memphis and New Orleans. You wouldn't want to add that. Seems like that'd be pretty attractive.
You would think.
So they're up to something in the Pac-12. They're not stopping here.
No, of course not. You have to have eight. You have to have eight to be considered for the CFP. And you get a 2-year grace period. So by next year or whenever the 2 years is up, maybe it's the year after, then they'll have eight, and we'll see who it is.
I see the raid on the American. I don't know that it's going to happen. I'm trying not to speak crazy. I'm not trying to sound off alarm bells. I have nothing to go on here. I've not spoken to anybody who's verified this. But if you're trying to expand that conference right now, and pretty much the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC are closed for shop, right?
Yeah.
We don't see them expanding, but we do see the Pac-12. So why wouldn't they go to Tulane? Why wouldn't they go to Memphis? Why wouldn't they go to South Florida to try to get into that market? There's a gazillion people down there. I don't know. I could see it happening.
Good. Just don't know what their goals are specifically.
Don't know either. That's what I said. I have nothing to go on. But I know they're not stopping here.
Well, you know you have nothing to go on, but let's be honest. If you're picking one of those conferences that are going to be plucked and be done, it's the AAC. Is it not?
Could be. I hope
not.
That's the next conference up. There's other conferences that are okay, but I would think it would be the American that would be, like you have the whatever conference Northern Illinois is in, and I've heard other schools get mentioned for that at-large or the fifth conference champion spot in the CFP. But
Colorado State, San Diego State, Boise State, and
Fresno State.
All good additions.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history. A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Now Max Power joins us, as does the big fella Anthony, as we get into week three here. Hey, guys.
I did.
Somebody said something. Anybody there?
Doesn't sound like it.
Guess not.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. I'm sure we'll get him back at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure the producer back in our studio is understanding of the situation and working to fix it so we can continue to do the radio. There's
Anthony.
There's big fella right there.
What about Max? Do we have Max?
Do you hear me, Anthony? I hear you. I hear
Max. There's Max. Can you hear us?
I don't hear anything else.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Andrew... Well, let's get going with the picks.
But Anthony.
All right. We need to get going with the picks. Andrew, you may need to feed them the picks so that they know what we're doing. We start with UNLV, Kansas. No, we don't. We're going to start with Boston College, Missouri. Andrew, do you have any music to play?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I quit.
She's a rough one. She's a rough one, people. It's all
can
right.
You come up with some music to play?
It's right there. It's football. It's all right. Brown and orange.
Here we go. We'll figure it out. We got to get going, though. We only have a little time. Boston College and Missouri. This one, a battle of ranked teams. Missouri, a 16.5-point favorite at home. I like BC in that line. That's a lot of points. And Boston College opened the year with a win over Florida State. I like them for three. Jeff.
These picks are presented by FanDuel, and FanDuel has something special for our listeners. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 15th. Pre-game Moneyline Bets Profit Boost is live starting today. You can view your account page to learn more about your boost. And I also feel like this probably is too many points, even for a quality Missouri team. Boston College, they got like Bill O'Brien in or somebody who can coach, and I got them for three.
Same thing. Duda.
Yeah, way too many points. I agree. I will take Missouri for four.
What?
Four. Sorry, Boston College for four. I'm there. I'll get
blithering.
There. Withering. Withering. The show's withering. The whole
thing's
withering.
Blithering.
Don't use words you know I don't understand.
Let's see what Max has. Max, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Duda coming off a negative 3 week. I don't know about that.
Seriously, Max, on vacation and you're going to, of all the people here, you're going to get all over me? All right, buddy. That's fine.
What's your pick?
I know where we're at now.
What's your pick?
I don't think Boston College travels well outside of Chestnut Hill. I'm taking Missouri for seven.
That's a terrible pick. Anthony, what do you got? You been drinking on the road, Max?
No, I just came out of the ocean.
Well, you're drinking that fish water then. Anyway, I think that is too many points. But then again, I haven't seen neither one of these teams, and it's a home game for Missouri. I'm gonna go with Missouri, but I'm only going with three confidence points.
3 confidence points. Let's move on to Tulane in Norman to face Oklahoma. Tulane at home gave K-State all it wanted. Now they're a 13.5-point underdog against the Sooners. Jeff?
I was wearing an Oklahoma shirt at Riverfront Stadium. It was not an OU shirt. It's just a shirt that says Oklahoma on it. And I got a boomer! And thankfully, he wasn't calling me a boomer. I gave him back to Sooner. And Tulane, this is more of a K-State pick than an Oklahoma pick, but I've got Oklahoma for 8.
Interesting.
All 8. Ooh.
Duda. That's interesting. Duda?
I couldn't disagree anymore.
Wow.
Tulane's not that bad. Oklahoma is not that great. I think this is too many points. I got Tulane for 6.
Max, can we make it minus 6 for dudes?
Max.
I'm with Jeff. I think Tulane overplayed there. I got OU for 8. I'm going all 8 on them.
Wow. That's just...
Believe it. It
doesn't make a lot of sense. Anthony?
I'm going to say it like this. After seeing Northern Illinois knock off Notre Dame last week, I'm going to say 13.5 is too many points. I'm taking Tulane for confidence points.
4 confidence points. I think Tulane is pretty darn good. They have a very good coach. They have a standout quarterback. They've got a great running back. They'll work on some of the things they need to shore up. I like Tulane for 2. Next, UNLV at Kansas tomorrow night. Playing that game up at the soccer stadium in Kansas City. KU, an 8.5-point favorite against the Running Rebels. Duda.
UNLV's not that bad a team. KU didn't look that great last week. Guess what, boys? Here we go again. UNLV for 8.
Good God.
Wow.
All right.
Max?
I can hear KU Pat now. I think KU can hopefully cover the 8.5, but I'll take them for 1.
Not much confidence, but picking KU. Anthony?
I'm picking KU, and I'm going to go 5.
5 for the Jayhawks. This is a tough game, in my opinion. I have very little confidence. Kansas did not look good. Not like they've been saving something. They lost that game at Illinois. They come home to face a decent UNLV team. KU, but for only 1. Jeff?
I love Duda making his 8-point pick because one team isn't that bad. And it makes me feel absolutely ashamed that I've also picked UNLV, but I've only picked UNLV for 1. KU's in prove-it mode for me now.
All right, next, the big game, although it's not a conference game, which is weird. Arizona and Kansas State in Manhattan tomorrow night. 7.5 points Kansas State is giving. Max, you got the first pick.
I'm going with Arizona on this. K-State did not look good last week. I'm taking Arizona for 2.
What about you, Anthony?
Well, there's a reason K-State didn't look good. They played a good 2-lane team last week. They're at home this week. I'm going with K-State. What points do I have left on the board to play with?
Come on, Anthony. Right,
get you a K-State sticky note and write these down.
I know. All right, K-State, 7. Yeah.
7.
There, you got it.
I like K-State here as well. I think Tulane is much better than Jeff gives them credit for. Much better than Max gives them credit for. I like Kansas State here for 5. Jeff?
Tulane might be better than I give them credit for, but I'm not sure K-State is as good as you give them credit for. If they don't open up the offense here and try to, you know, do some things, Arizona's going to
pick
smack
them.
I am. Arizona for 5.
Good. That's a gain for me, Duda.
It's not.
No, it's not, because I agree with Jeff on this. I got Arizona for 3. I don't think – look, K-State, I'm with Jeff on this. K-State's got to show us something.
before I'm going to start picking them and beating teams by more than a touchdown.
You act like the fact you're with Jeff validates the pick. Are you
it validates
me?
Both
it validates
of us.
Validates a lot, sir. Validates a lot.
Now to the NFL. Tonight's game. Leading. Buffalo in Miami to face the Dolphins. Miami, 2.5-point favorite in an intriguing game. We start this one with the big fella.
I am going to go all in on Miami.
For eight.
Eight.
It's I like Miami as well, although Josh Allen is always a wild card. I like Miami for four. Jeff.
What was the spread? 3.5?
2.5.
2.5. Yeah, I don't think Miami's going to win the game. We've seen these teams play ugly games before. I've got Buffalo for four.
Duda?
Yeah, this is the one. I don't like this game. I have no clue. Josh Allen, Miami at home. Could go either way. I'll take the home team for one.
And Max, how do you feel about it?
I love Josh Allen, but they lost so many people in Buffalo. I'm going Miami for five.
All right, next we have New Orleans and Dallas. Battle of unbeatens. Does that mean New Orleans and Dallas are good? Those answers still to come. Dallas, a 6.5-point favorite at home. New Orleans put up 47 last week against Carolina. I think Carolina is abysmal. I'm picking Dallas in this one, and I'm picking them for six. Jeff.
I'm right there with you. Dallas for six. Keep it short and sweet this time.
Duda?
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans played a high school football team, it looked like, last week, so I have nothing in them. But Dallas, I wasn't impressed with. He played Cleveland, who has Deshaun Watson, who's god-awful as well. But I still think Dallas has a better team. They got the better players overall. I'm going to go with Dallas for five.
Dallas for five. Max?
I'm going with Dallas for six.
Dallas for six. What about you, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm all in on Dallas, too. I think I have six on the board, so I'm going to go Dallas for six. No questions asked.
Dallas for six. Everybody likes Dallas. Next, we go to Seattle and New England. Another battle of unbeatens, although after just 1 week. New England, a 3.5-point underdog at home. We start this one with Jeff.
Not a game I love. Both of these teams won last week, obviously. New England's was an upset, but how good is Cincinnati? We might be talking about that pretty soon. I've got Seattle, but just for two.
Seattle for two. Duda?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of this game either. Three and the hook, Jeff. At
the
home.
Hook!
I'm taking New England for two.
New England for two. Max?
Stunning upset victory over Cincy last week. They have a good defense, so I'm going with the Patriots for three.
And what do you say, Anthony?
I'll say Seattle, two.
Seattle for two. I guess I like this game more than you guys. I think Seattle's a better team than New England. I think Seattle could be pretty good, in fact. I like Seattle in this one for seven.
New England's defense, really good.
Seven. Wow.
We'll see if they're really good.
Wow.
We already did.
Cincinnati in Kansas City to face the Chiefs. 6.5 points on this game for the Chiefs. Duda?
Look, Cincinnati, everybody's talking about Chase not practicing. Higgins, don't know if he's going to play. I am taking the Chiefs for seven.
The Chiefs for seven. Max?
Joe Burrow got the rust off last week. Cincy for four.
Max will never win the picks because of
I don't think he cares.
Because of this bias. Anthony, what do you think?
I'm going to go on the fence. I'm going to say Cincinnati won.
Wow. I don't know how you can pick Cincinnati here. I just doesn't. I don't get it.
Not from what they look like last week, but we'll see.
Kansas City for eight. Jeff?
KC for seven.
Okay. Well, there you go. And finally, our wild card game. Tampa Bay in this. Detroit to face the Lions. This is a 1-10. You win the points if you get it right. You lose them if you don't. Duda can tell us about that. It happened to him last week. Tampa Bay and Detroit, the Lions 7.5-point favorite. Max, you start.
This was tough, but since the Lions are at home, I'm going to go with the Lions for 4, although I like Baker Mayfield and the Bucks.
Detroit for 4. Anthony.
I actually like Detroit, but Tampa Bay coming into town, ain't no slouch. And they're running it back, and Baker is comfortable with his weapons. I'm going to go Tampa Bay in 8.
Wow. Anthony rolling it out there for 8.
Wow. Nice.
That's big.
It's a lot of points.
No, scratch
it. I don't feel as confident about this game. Tampa Bay getting 7.5. I like Detroit. I think they're good. I think Tampa Bay is pretty good, too. I like Tampa Bay within the number here for 3. Only 3. Jeff?
I believe that I will end up in our first 8 picks with more than 1 point, so I'm determined not to finish in the negative. And this is a hard game anyway, so I'm going to go Tampa for 2.
And what about you, Duda?
Not a hard game. Too many points. Way too many points.
That hook, though.
The hook's going to hurt you because Detroit wins this game by 7. This is Tampa for 10.
Wow.
Wow.
We could have negative week number 2.
Giddy up. I win.
There you go.
I mean, you might as well do it if you're in dead last.
Why not? Go for it.
When you know, boys. It's okay. Don't you guys worry about it whatsoever.
Max, thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Can I change all my picks?
We'll get with you next week.
All right.
All right.
All right. There they go. Max picking against the Chiefs. I don't get it. But we'll see. Maybe he'll have the last laugh.
He could.
All right, back to the Bengals Chiefs. Interesting that the three of us have very high confidence in Kansas City. Max, of course, that's his kryptonite.
He doesn't count. His picks don't count.
And then the big fella picking Cincinnati, but only for 1 point. I don't know how you could get it in your mind that Cincinnati could cover this. Now, listen, they may come out in week 2 and be the Bengals we expected. But they certainly didn't give us any reason in week 1 to think they can go into Kansas City and make that competitive.
No, I mean, Cincinnati and Kansas City, their last 4 games have all been within 3 or 6 points or something like that. But let's be honest, they look terrible. New England went in there and looked like world beaters, and people were saying New England might not win a game this year. So unless something changes in 7 days, the Chiefs should route this game, but it is sports, so we'll see what happens.
And you never know, right?
You never can tell.
But
you're the White Sox.
I put 8 on them. You and the big fella in our bonus game went heavy into Tampa Bay on the road.
Yep.
I feel like that was in only week 3 with about 60 weeks to go. I feel like that was a pick of desperation.
No desperation whatsoever. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
I don't know if you should ever put 10 on that game, but you did.
Why?
Because you lose 10, win probably you're wrong. And we know your track record in this.
And my track record's what?
Bad.
Are you going to take that, even though I'm laughing? I didn't think that was funny.
Well, I had negative points last week, Bob, so I can't really say much about it right now.
It's like on the wall when they have 0, you got to triple up.
Why? You'd be crazy not to.
Exactly.
Like, what are you thinking?
You still watch that show, by the way?
Not really.
That's too bad.
Not really.
There you go.
I think I'm the last person left who does.
I think so.
Now, there's a switching gears. There's a chance we go to dinner tonight, but if we don't, or if we get back at a decent hour, I think we might embark on the Wyatt Earp documentary.
I'll give it a shot. It's very good. Netflix.
Have you seen it?
No, I started it and then lost interest, so I didn't get into it yet.
How did you lose interest?
I was tired. I'll try it
what
again.
What is going on with you? Do you need?
I'll try it again. I need.
You
nap,
need a
man.
Supplement?
I need like 16 hours of sleep.
You got to go watch a soccer game.
Yeah, that'll pep me up. So I'll be all right
which,
once I get there.
You
the
talk about feeding a fatigue.
What does that mean?
That means.
Are you not coming? You're not coming tonight?
No, he was going to go out to dinner.
Boys in the car were asking.
When do they play Derby again?
They don't.
Maybe in the state tournament. I'll.
No, yeah.
Well, the JV state tournament?
Well, yeah, we'll hold our breath for that one. 7 years.
Do they have a.
7 years.
Do they have bleachers one can sit in to watch these games?
Yes. It's even
how
on
long
the,
does
even
a typical.
The well, the
high
JV game,
hour and
game
a half.
Last? Yeah, well, JV games are only 30-minute halves with
so
15
not,
minutes.
An hour,
hour 15.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's nothing, especially for a guy like yourself.
Well, pull up their schedule. Because well,
again?
shouldn't you have their schedule at some point?
I sent it to you.
Yeah, but in a really rudimentary caveman.
I might go to a game.
Well, yeah, Jackson, oh, love there. To have you there.
You have weekend games?
No. Oh, yeah, we do. This Saturday, they're in a tournament. They got two at Northwest.
It's
that's
possible.
Like 11, and they play tonight. Play tonight at 4. They play tomorrow at noon. They play Saturday at 11 and 2:15 at Northwest.
Hmm.
2:15 Saturday.
That 2:15 doesn't sound terrible.
What's the temperature?
Well, I mean, come on.
You'll find an excuse, and that's okay. Oh, it's going to be warm.
Well,
88. That's not bad.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's
for this time of year.
Oh, how dare anybody go outside?
Well, I mean, first of all, we do have a hitting clinic Saturday, and it's going to be 89 according to my weather app, and we don't have a real cool down coming until the following weekend, when it looks like it's going to be in the low 80s into the high 70s. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, you got time. They'll play into, like, into October, well into October. So you got a chance. You still got a chance.
I will make it happen.
Okay.
Give my best to the youngster tonight. If you remember, text me the score. And tonight only, Derby, I'm against you.
Uh-oh. Oh.
We
need the youngster. You said that on the air.
Yeah, tonight only, Derby.
That is crazy talk right there.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back here tomorrow. Have a good night.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.